Secha Roa mi Beit Secha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David, whatever that was, that will come out bad from your house alone, that you'll have such a son like Avshalom. Another pshah, another type of pasuk is, our time in the pasuk says, Vayishachu me'emek chevron, that they sent him from emek chevron. So Rashi says, B'yosef mishtoy kro, B'yosef the pasuk talks about, K'sheshocha Yaakov eitzel ochiv, V'utchil asibas yiridas yisola mitzrayim, that when Yaakov sent Yosef down to his brothers at the beginning to see what they're doing, so pasuk says, Vayishachu me'emek chevron, Yaakov sent Yosef down me'emek chevron. What does that mean? Omer Rabbi Chanina ba Papa, the Eitza Amuka with a deep advice, Shaloisa Tzadik, Shekova beChevron. That's from Avram Avinu's advice that was buried in Chevron. Why? Tehsev, it says by Avram Avinu, Yodeya Teida Kigei Yazarecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu we should know that Klal Yisrael is going to have to go down to Mitzrayim. That it's going to have to be a Shibud Mitzrayim. This really was the beginning of the Shibud Mitzrayim. That when Yaakov sent Yosef down, and now the brothers went to kill Yosef, this was the beginning of the Yerida to Mitzrayim. So that means that Yaakov sent Yosef down with the Emek, with the Eitzah from Avram Avinu. Rashi says, So Yosef says, Avram, Vayta, Ki Omar Einli Ben, now the pasuk says, Ki Omar Einli Ben, what Avshalom said, he has no children. For the Gemara, "V'lo hevelay b'ni," is it true he didn't have? If you have said the pasuk says, "Vayivodul Avshalom shloisha bonim," well, Vastachas, I said Avshalom did have children. He had three boys and one daughter. Amar Yitzchak Bar Avdimi shlohoyo loy ben hogin lamalchus. It means that Avshalom did not have one son fit to take over the melucha to be a melech. Rav Chizda Wam, Rav Chizda says, "Gemiri is learned like this: that kol hasarif tvoso shechaveroi, whoever burns his friend's tua, his friend's wheat, is ena meniach ben liyoshoi, that you won't have a son left over to yashin you. V'yiyo kliyo, and he'll be destroyed, l'diyoyev, he'll be destroyed. Tehsid, the pasuk says, v'yomer lavodov, ru chelkas yoyev, al yodi, v'loi, sham sarim l'chubi atzitzu beish, Yitzitzu Avdei Avshalom as a chelko beish. Here it says the word that Avshalom burnt the tfua of Yoiv. And because of that, that's what happened. Yoiv didn't have any children to take over his malucha. That means that Iyu Kliyel of Yoiv. And before, it means Iyu Kliyel of Yoiv means that Avshalom burnt the tfua of Yoiv. And because of that, he wasn't able to leave over his son to Yashinim, means to take over his malucha. So remember that's from Avshalom. That somebody that burned somebody else's tefuah, like here, he burnt Yoyev's tefuah, his children were not zerecha to yashin him. Then the Mishnah says, V'chein linyan ha-toivim, Miriam, the same thing Hashem acts, midah k'neged midah, by doing something good to us. And the limud is for Miriam. That what that Miriam waited for Moshe shu'achas, and because of that, v'schazeh klayisul waited for Miriam 7 days when she became a saras. For the Gemara Midami is one like the other. It's Mashma Midi Kenegan Midi, exactly the way you do, Hashem does back to you. Hosom Chodeshoso. There that Miriam stayed to watch the Teva of Moshe by the Bas Paro, it says she waited a Shoachas, a short time. Hocho Shiva Yaimi. And later in life, when the Klaisel waited for Miriam, it was 7 days. So it's not really Midi Kenegan Midi. Rabbaya Eima, rather say like this. Well, then you're not toiv ve'ena kain. No, it's not the same way. Only by ra the yoinish is midah k'neged midah. But when it comes to the good, Hashem pays back not midah k'neged midah, but much more. Omale Rava says no, that can't be pshat. Ho v'chein linyan hatoiv ve'katoni. And now Mishnah says clearly v'chein mashma the same good is there also. Elo Omale Rava said like this better. Hochi k'toni. This is the way it should be learned. V'chein linyan ha-toyva. True, the Mishnah means to say the same way when we do something good, we get our reward back. What does that mean? To be oisa midah. It means midah k'negan midah. The same way you did good, Hashem pays you back good also. That's like by Miriam here. She waited to watch Moshe, so she was zaycha, they paid back her, they waited for her. But true, uliyola midah toyva meruba mimidah peronius. But true, the really, but of Ada, you get paid back much more. Like here by Miriam, she only waited a few minutes for Moshe, and she got paid back. They waited for 7 days. That when they let Moshe put him there in the teva, the sister Miriam waited on the side. Amrav Yitzchak, pasuk ze kula yashem shchina nema. The soul pasuk goes on the shchina. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu was also waiting there, watching what should happen, taking care of Moshe Rabbeinu. She nema pasuk ze batisatzev. Oh, dich Hashem shchina nema. Batisatzev dichsev ayove yashem yisyatzev. So the first word, Batisatzev, goes in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And there's another pasuk that says, Vayobi Hashem Vayisyatzev. So it means the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then the pasuk says, Achoysoi. Now it also means Hashem. The pasuk says, Aymala Chochma Achoysiyat. It's supposed to say to the Chochma, it's like your sister, like to the Torah, to Hashem. Then it says the word, Batisatzev Achoysoi Meirochoik. Meirochoik, Mar says, the pasuk says, Meirochoik Hashem Niruli. Ladat. Minirali. So there's also a pasuk of what? That Meruchah goes in Hashem. Then the pasuk says, Ladas. Batesatzev achoytsu Meruchah Ladas. So the word Ladas also goes back on Hashem. They said, Kikel Deus Hashem. Then the pasuk says, Ma. It's Ladas Ma. Ma also goes on Hashem. They said, Ma Hashem, Mo Hashem Lokev Hashem Yimoch. Then it says, Yasa. They were waiting there, Ladas Ma Yasa. The word Yasa also goes back to Hashem. They said, the pasuk says, Kilo Yasa Hashem Elokim Dibor. Right. So it says also that Yasa goes back to Hashem. Then it says, again, the pasuk says, Ladas Ma Yasa Loi. The word Loi also goes back to Hashem. The pasuk says, Vayikra Loi Hashem Shalom. So the kids, when they put down Moshe in the Teva, in the Nile there, they're watching that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, was there watching over Moshe. Right. Then the pasuk says, "Vayokom Melachodish." By Paro, in the beginning of Shmois, says the water came upon a new king, a new Paro. So it's a machlokes. Rav Shmuel, Chadom of Chodesh Mamish was taken a new king. The old Paro from Yosef died. This was a new Paro. The Chadom, no, it was the same Paro, but just Shenischatshuk Zeroysev. He had new degrees now. So man diyoma chidush mamish a new king tichsiv chodesh. That's very good. The pasuk says, "Vayokom Melachodish a new king." It doesn't say that the first one died. So much it's a continuation of the first paro that was there by the Achim, by Yosef. He just now changed his gezeros to become bid to Klal Yisrael. Pasuk says, "Asher lo yodas Yosef," that they did not know Yosef. What does that mean? They have a domi command lo yodalei. It was like he acted now paro as if he did not know Yosef. The Yodalei Klal. If he did not know Yosef, he started to act bad to Klal Yisrael. Vayomer el amoy, and Paro said to his nation, Hinei am b'nei Yisrael. This is the am b'nei Yisrael. Tono, we learned like this. Hu hiskel b'yetza, Paro t'chila, he was the first one to start to make these bad degrees against Klal Yisrael. Lefikach loka t'chila. Therefore, Paro also got hit first. Hu hiskel b'yetza t'chila. How do we know that Paro started with this bad advice? Tehsev, it says, Vayomer el amoy. It says Paro spoke to his nation. The thing is, therefore, Lokot Tchil, he got hit back first. That the Makkos came upon you, your nation, all Avadecha. That Paro got hit first. Then the Apostle says, Hobo Neschach Maloi. Let's get and have a meeting to know how to be smart to fight against Klal Yisrael. Correct the Gemara Lahem Miboilei. Should have said, Hobo Neschach Malahem. Let's become smart how we could win over them. Why does it say the word Loi? What they meant to say is they started to think, how can we go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can we go against, fight against the Moshiach, the help of Klal Yisrael? What does that mean? How does Hashem need it? So Rashi says, what should we do? Like they knew, right, that Hashem does midah k'neged midah. What can we do to them that Hashem won't do back to us? And Rashi says, Sheyadano midrachav shemida shemodad midah k'neged midah. His Paro knew that Hashem acts back midah k'neged midah. The Dor HaMabul Yanshis Doin. Hashem killed out the Dor HaMabul Yanshis Doin the same way they acted. That's why Hashem paid them back. So now Paro said, Hovnes Chachmoloi, let's think of a way that will wipe out Klal Yisrael that Hashem won't be able to pay us back. So, Nidoin and Biesh, should we kill them out with fire? See, the pasuk says, Kini Hashem Biesh Yavoi, no, Hashem pays back with fire. So you have to stay away from fire. Yeah, so we don't want to start up with fire. What about the cherub? Let's take a sword and wipe them out. The Hashem fights with cherub also. But rather, let's go kill them with the water. Let's throw all the kids into the water. That Hashem already swore he won't bring a mabul. So Paro felt safe that if we kill them out through water, Hashem can't kill us out with a mabul. The pasuk says, "Ki mei noyach zois li," that the li means that was a shvua Hashem said he won't make a mabul anymore. So, but the Hene and the Yodim, they did not know, Paro did not know that was only Shakol Olam Kulo Yehine maybe. That was only Yeshua, like Hashem said, he won't bring a Mabul upon the whole world. Avla Uma Achas, who maybe. But upon one nation, Hashem could still bring the Mabul. So Paro could still get killed. That's what happened. In the Kriyas Yamsuf, they got killed with a through a Mabul like. Inami, who ain't a maybe? Hashem doesn't bring a Mabul upon them. But that could be, they could go into the Yamsuf, and then the water just falls back on top of them. That's not part of Hashem's Shvua, and Kachab, that's what happened, that they got killed out through water in the Kriyas Yamsuf. The Pasuk says, that they were running in front of them. And behind the Yom Rablazim, what you wanted to do against us, that's what Hashem does back to you. The same pot that you cook up in, the same way you wanted to do bit the klayos or kill them out by drowning them in water, is this bashlu. You'll also be cooked up in the same type of a pot. You'll also be drowned in the Ramsuf. My bashlu, how do we know the high zodu lishin nikterhu? That zodu means lishin of a pot. Yaakov nezid, that Yaakov made the pot of cholent. There were three people in this Eitzah. When Paro said, Paro sat down with his big Chachomim to decide how should we go to fight against Klal Yisrael. So there were three people there at that time. Bilam, the Eov, the Yitzroi. Bilam, Sheyoat, Bilam gave the Eitzah to kill out Klal Yisrael, Nerak. Bilam was killed out. Eov, Sheshosak, Eov just kept quiet there. Nidim, the Yisurim. Eov did not get killed out, but he got terrible Yisurim. From here it's a raya that it's a worse punishment to be killed than to have to get Yisurim Shaliyev. Like Lechura, Bilam did a worse thing than Eov. Bilam mamish gave a bit Eitza. Eov just kept quiet. Still, Bilam was killed, and Eov got tremendous Yisurim. So we see from here, to stay alive is worth it, even though it means you have to have terrible Yisurim. It's less of a punishment, Eov's Yisurim, than Bilam's Misa. Yisra Shabaruch, Yisra did the best thing, he ran away. He was like, his children should come out to be people sitting in Lishkas HaGozis. Shneimer HaPosuk says, Mishpachos, Seifrim, Mishpachos of Seifrim, Yoshva Yavetz, Terosim, Shemosim, Sukosim, Heimo Akinim, these are from the Kinim, Haboyim, Mechamas Avi, Beis Rechev, Uksiv, Uvnei Keni, Chosin Moshe, came out from Yisroi. So from Yisroi came out Mishpachos Seifrim, Choshuva Mishpachos. Rashi says, Yeshva, Yavitz means Tamida Yavitz. Odom Godo Batoroi, Kiyosiv, Yavikru Yavitz, Lekai Yisrael. Came out of Yisrael. Taita. Then the book says, Venilcham Bono, they're afraid maybe Klaiyasu will fight against us. The Yolam in Oritz, now go out of Eretz Mitzrayim. For the Gemara of Yolinu mi Boile, they should have said, and they will go out. What's the Olo? Omer Reb Abba Barkano. Ka Odom Shemekalo Lesatzmai. They're like cursing themselves. For Telekil Lassa Bechaveroi, and the Telekil that cursed somebody else, realize like they're cursing themselves, that they'll go out of the land. Vayasimu Olav Sorim Misim, it's Alayim, that Paro put Misim taxes work upon Klai Yisrael. For the Gemara, Alayim Iboyle, should have said Alayim upon them, just as Vayasimu Olav, Mashma upon himself, should have said Alayim upon them. Torah the Vera Belezab Reb Shimon, that Malamed Sheviyo Malabin, they brought a brick. And they put it on Paro's own neck. They put bricks. They put a brick upon Paro's neck. What does that mean? When they told to tell all the Jews, go do work. If any Jew says, I'm an istanis, I can't do work, don't bother me. Oh my loy, klum istanis, Ata Yosef Miparo, are you a bigger mefunik? Are you more bothered than Paro would be to do work? So Madich Paro could do work, Avad, you have to do work also. That's the way they got all the Jews to do the Avodas Perach. Then the pasuk says, Sare Misim. What does that mean? Dovah Shemesim
Levona bricks. This is like a mold that they made the bricks with this.
So Rashi says it means Sare Misim Dovah Shemesim Ridui Shel Suma. Bring down
a like a mold, like to show them how they're supposed to do the work. Shemagilim Umashimim Liavoida Oisei Malvin. They use this type of a brick. Shatoloi Hoyli Yisro Ridui Shel Suma.
Right.
Then the pasuk says, "Lamana anoisoy b'sevloisam." He gave them. He like afflicted him with their burdens. So Gemara has to kasha. Anoisam miboyle should have said anoisam. Lamana anois lapar b'sevloisam di Yisrael means to say that Paro had pains from the tzaras taking care of Yisrael.
By even ori miskenais the Paro, they build ori miskenais the Paro. Rabbi Shmuel.
All right, yeah, turn off.
Yes, it says what? Vayivin orei miskenois the paroi. So it's machloikas Rav and Shmuel. Chadam one says she misavnois espalein.
It like makes the owner poor. The Chadam Hashem says she memaskenois espalein. It makes the owner in danger. Puts them in danger when you build a house. Like the Yomamar koloisi v'binyan mismaschen. Whoever's leasing a binyan either becomes poor or else is in danger. Then the pasuk says as peace on the yes Ramses. So Rav and Shmuel. So machloikas Rav and Shmuel. Chadam one says pisum shema. That was the name. Fulam nikra shema Ramses she rishon rishon misroises. Means one by one, each city kept on collapsing, falling down. The Chadam one says Ramses shema. That was the main name. Fulam nikra shema pisum. Why is it called pisum? She rishon rishon pitaim b'layil. Like one by one, if each city they build up, the underground swallowed it up. Then the pasuk says v'kasha yanu oisah. The way they afflicted them. Can year beve chen yifreitz. That's the way they will multiply. So Marias can rubble the chen parts of me boyle. It should have said that they did multiply. Is what lashon they will? On the Rash Lakish, Ruach HaKadosh Mavas Rosson, can year beve chen yifreitz. The Ruach HaKadosh was here telling them that they will multiply. Then the Potter says, by Yikoitzim of Nebene Yisrael. It was like disgusting in the eyes of Yisrael. Malamne comes to teach us, Shoyo Doimim Bienen Kukoitzim.
Like thorns in the eyes of the Mitzrayim. We gave them the Saras.